while we still celebrate a time in the church post-Easter, our gospel reading today comes from a time before Christ's death. Jesus shares a handful of images throughout the Gospel of John. These images are metaphors. They're used to help people understand who and what Jesus is. Of course, there is no perfect metaphor. We can find an exception and twist any of these in any way we wanted to make it work for our benefit. But these images help to give us a clearer picture of what Christ has done through God's amazing and miraculous work. The image of Jesus as a shepherd and us as sheep is pretty familiar, right? We have a basic understanding that the shepherd takes care of the sheep. The shepherd leads and guides and makes sure the sheep are safe from the wolves. It's a very comforting image. But we need to unpack this imagery a little bit today. First of all, a shepherd is not a common occupation for us here in the Midwest anymore. Even when we do have sheep, we don't necessarily see shepherds with them. Instead, they are fenced in. But for those hearing Jesus' image, they knew shepherds in a little different way. The life of a shepherd was anything but a dream job. It was a dangerous and risky job. It didn't require much education, if any, and not much skill. Therefore, those who were shepherds were pretty rough around the edges, so to speak. They weren't necessarily very well-liked people. They were really people who couldn't get any other job. And their job as a shepherd didn't really give them any status in the community. So for Jesus to compare himself to a shepherd was a bit shocking. Maybe even what we would call an oxymoron. How could a shepherd be good? But the ultimate job of a shepherd is to take care of the sheep. They spend all of their time with the sheep. They risk their own lives in caring for the sheep. A hired hand, on the other hand, really cares only about himself. When the job of caring for the sheep puts himself at risk or interferes with aspects of his life, the hired hand leaves the sheep. The hired hand's vested interest is not in the sheep. He does not spend time with the sheep. He does not really care for the sheep. He only cares for the sheep when it benefits him. So we have the shepherd and the hired hand, and then, of course, we have the sheep. Sheep. I had a parent tell me once, that they didn't want their child to be called a sheep because she didn't want her daughter to simply be a follower. She wanted her daughter to be a leader. And sheep don't lead. We often hear sheep described as dumb. And apparently that's not all completely true. Sheep aren't just dumb. They prefer to be led. The story goes that the cattle ranchers are the ones who started this rumor of sheep being dumb. You see, if you stand behind a cow and make noise, what does the cow do? This isn't a children's sermon. Come on. If you stand behind a cow and make noise, the cow moves, right? Apparently, though, if you stand behind a sheep and make noise, the sheep runs behind you. I've never tried it before. Don't care to myself. I'll take their word for it. But sheep prefer to be led. They develop a relationship with the shepherd. They trust the shepherd. And they follow the shepherd. They know the voice of the shepherd. And even simply the presence of the shepherd relieves some of their anxiety, right? There is no question that the sheep Jesus is referring to is us in this metaphor. But not because we're dumb. The point of Jesus' imagery is not even really about us. It's about the Good Shepherd and what the Good Shepherd does for us. The Good Shepherd promises to never mislead or to leave his sheep. We are those sheep. We develop a relationship with the Good Shepherd so that we can trust Christ in our lives, so that we can trust to go where Christ leads us. Christ the Shepherd laid down his life for us. Christ the Shepherd does not leave us when we are in danger. And simply trusting in the presence of Christ can relieve our own anxieties. Yes, we can stray from the Shepherd. There are lots of voices calling for us in the world. Lots of voices trying to get our attention. Lots of distractions to lure us away from the faith of the Shepherd. But as the Good Shepherd, Jesus promises to never let us go. We might wander and follow a different voice, but the Shepherd will always be there waiting for us when we're ready to follow his voice once again. If individual faith were all that we needed to worry about, we might be able to end Jesus' metaphor right there, right? We find comfort in the Good Shepherd. But individual faith is not what God's word is about. In particular, sheep are never alone. They belong in flocks. A sheep on its own is not safe. It would be too easy for a lone sheep to get lost and sidetracked and stay too far away from the flock. If we take our faith and keep it for ourselves, we also can become sidetracked, forgetting the mission of the gospel, too focused on keeping ourselves safe, and forgetting that we are following someone who leads us to great ministry. Individually, the idea of Jesus as our shepherd can bring comfort, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We easily relate to the comforting idea of shepherd. He comforts, he assures. But the Good Shepherd does not just lead us into complacency. We know too much about Jesus from the Gospels and from our own lives to believe that Jesus is calling us simply so that we can be comfortable. This metaphor that Jesus shares comes after Jesus has eaten with the unexpected people, after he has allowed the so-called unacceptable people to be a part of Jesus' ministry. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, causes people to think about what their actions, about their beliefs, about their ways. Yes, the Good Shepherd brings comfort, but the Good Shepherd calls us to trust in him so that he can lead us, so that we can serve, not necessarily knowing what might come, but finding comfort and peace being led by the Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is the one who lays down his life for the sheep. The Good Shepherd cares too much to simply allow the sheep to wander aimlessly out in the field and perish. The Good Shepherd leads us to experience God's great grace and mercy by providing the opportunities that help us grow, to realize that God's love is for all people. It leads us to experience God's grace in unexpected places, and challenges us not to simply be comfortable and act in our own name, but to boldly follow God's word. May your individual relationship find that comfort and peace in the Good Shepherd, and may it be one that's filled with trust so that you can boldly follow the Shepherd throughout this world. Amen.